From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The outrageously juicy apple with the refreshing snappy zing is back. Rave brand apples made their grand appearance at Stamilt's Olds packing facility in Wenatchee on July 30th. Stamilt marketing director Brianna Shales tells thepacker.com they are really looking forward to this year's rave crop and getting back into peak apple season. Harvested a few days prior to release, rave will appear in grocery stores around the country in the coming weeks. The Dominican Republic is limiting shipments of pigs and mobilizing its military to contain the spread of African swine fever. According to agrimarketing.com, the Dominican Ag Ministry made the announcement as the U.S. and Mexico tightened border checks to avoid spreading the infection. The U.S. and Mexico are both boosting airport inspections to stop travelers from bringing in Dominican pork products that could carry the virus. After 9 months of review, the EPA finalized its interim decision on the weed killer paraquat last Monday, effectively keeping the herbicide on the U.S. market for 15 years. Agriculture.com reports the agency decided to allow aerial applications of the chemical on a broader range of crops than it proposed last October, but also imposed additional steps to protect human health, like 50 to 75 foot buffer zones around houses. First approved in 1964, paraquat is used on invasive weeds and grasses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.